I've never met someone who can just masturbate and it doesn't eventually lead them down the rabbit hole of developing a porn addiction. Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started. Alrighty, so masturbating without porn, is it okay? I'm going to answer that question with science. I'm going to answer that question with personal experience over the last 10 years of helping men beat porn and masturbation, and also talking about the brain, about why is it that people have this desire to masturbate and watch porn in the first place, okay? So my answer to this question, in a nutshell, is you can do whatever you want. It's a free country. You're free to do whatever you want with your body. However, there are some serious dangers and drawbacks to masturbating, even without porn, that you really should consider. And the reason that most people across the board, if you ask anybody out there, is masturbation okay by itself? Is it harmful? Everyone, without question, most people would say, it's fine, it's natural, it's completely normal. And the reason that most people say that is because if you do a Google search, a simple Google search or a YouTube search, all of the mainstream media outlets and professionals and doctors and therapists out there will state masturbation is healthy, it's natural, it's the most natural thing in the world, it's good stress relief, and they'll give all these benefits. And then at the very end of those articles and those videos, they will say in a whisper, but if you develop a compulsive addiction and use of porn and you have these symptoms, then you should seek medical attention, and it is considered a compulsive behavior. And the list of those things includes your time, focus, and energy is consumed by masturbation. You think about masturbation, and your feeling after what masturbating is filled with more remorse and guilt, and you can't control your behavior, and you keep going back to it even though you keep trying to stop. Aha, so now we get to the fact that most people that masturbate, guys, if you're watching this video, you've noticed that masturbating is a compulsive behavior. It is an addiction, and it can develop into very severe addiction. That's why it's dangerous to play games. That's why it's dangerous that these mainstream articles are saying all these benefits of masturbating, and then a whisper they say, but if you develop a compulsive behavior, it's considered an addiction. They're not considering the fact that most people do have an addiction. They're not considering that. And on top of that, guys, statistically speaking, most of the people, in fact, all the people that are writing these articles and doing these studies also have a compulsive masturbation habit, an ongoing masturbation habit, okay? So the stats are clear that they have zero incentive to actually look too deeply into the negative effects of masturbation, okay? Most people that are writing these articles have zero incentive to actually look into the science and studies and do in-depth research as to what the harms of masturbation are. Another statistic, okay, that is going to blow your mind and hopefully be helpful to help you make a decision is most people that are masturbating currently are watching porn, all right? In fact, 75%, and a whole 3/4, 75% of people that masturbate are watching porn while they masturbate. So it's not the case that people are just masturbating for the sake of masturbating, that's just healthy and normal. Have you tried that? I guess you have. I'm sure you have. I have. It doesn't work. I've never met someone of all the years I've been mentoring men in like one-on-one and in groups. I've never met someone who can just masturbate and it doesn't eventually lead them down the rabbit hole of developing a porn addiction. These articles and these mainstream sources are not also considering the fact that over a longer period of time, the addiction itself does get more severe and more compulsive, and usually is in association with watching porn at the same time, and that's something that they're not considering. So it's not fair that if you do a Google search about the harms or benefits of masturbation, that you get a very one-sided analysis of the benefits of masturbating when they're not really considering all the factors and they're not giving all the facts so that you can make an informed decision. And they should be labeling all of the benefits and all of the drawbacks, and then you'll be able to realize that there are significant drawbacks to masturbation because it usually does result in a porn addiction. And that's why it's a dangerous game to play. Okay, so that's the science and stats and brain stuff. But what I personally like to talk about most of the time is the psychology of porn addiction. Ask yourself this right now. Why is it that you want to masturbate? Now, if I'm talking with a true addict and I ask this question and I peel back the layers, usually what they'll say is, well, because I need sexual relief in order to live my life, in order to be happy. Because if I don't have masturbation, then I have nothing. If I don't have masturbation, I'm just going to be horny all the time. Okay, so now we're getting into a belief that you have about arousal in general and sex drive in general, that you believe that porn, that masturbating and sexual release and that ejaculation is essential to being human. All right. Now, for a belief like that to be true, it has to mean that it's true for everybody all the time, 100% of the time. All right. We know that it's actually not a truth that men require ejaculation in order to live, in order to survive. That's why we have, I mean, there are millions of people around the world that practice semen retention or NOFAP or any of these practices, is because they've identified they don't actually need it, but it's actually a fallacy that the brain is trying to trick you into believing that you need this in order to keep the habit with you. Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way, and it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show. Okay, so now we're getting a little meta, we're getting a little psychological here, all right? Going back to the brain stuff, there's something in your brain called dopamine, right? You know dopamine. Dopamine's only job and what it's trying to do is get you back to watching porn and ultimately experience that pleasure or satisfaction of watching porn and masturbating, because your brain believes with all its heart or all its brain that porn and masturbation is essential to your survival. And you've trained your brain into believing that this is essential to my survival, and therefore your brain is going to make every justification possible to keep the habit with you as long as it can. So then you have to be honest with yourself and ask yourself, is the justification, oh, I need sexual arousal, I need to release my sex drive, even if it's through just masturbation and porn, is that possibly your brain's way of self-sabotaging you so that you keep the porn habit and the dopamine hits with you, all right? You know very well, I know you've tried to wean off porn. I know you've tried to wean off of it and go just like maybe like once a week watch porn, and then 2 times a week, and then maybe once a month, and then if you can go past that, maybe you'll do 2 months, and then you'll just start masturbating by itself. But we know very well that doesn't work, right? Let me know if that's true in the comments right now. Let me know if that's true. It doesn't work, because if you feed your brain even a little bit of dopamine, it creates a chain link effect that requires a more intense form of dopamine every single time. So anytime you do masturbate, it requires you to do it again and again. And you can't just be satisfied. That's the thing about dopamine, guys. You can't just be satisfied with one form of masturbation, because the next thing you'll know, you'll be masturbating more frequently, or you'll be fantasizing about things, about sexual content. And then you start fantasizing about more intense forms of sexuality. And then you'll start watching tame things on YouTube, or very tame things on Instagram, and masturbating to that. And then you found a full-blown porn binge-watching session, right? That you know you've been through. We've been down that rabbit hole. We've been down that train of thought. It doesn't work. So you have to know that your brain is like a little monster that is constantly trying to get a woof of a steak. It's trying to be fed so that it can grow, so that it can survive. And if you masturbate, it's just leaving a little steak in front of the dog instead of the hungry monster and saying, sit, don't touch the steak. And then you deciding to leave. It's almost impossible, nearly impossible, to expect that monster to not consume that steak. So you're playing a very dangerous game, and you have to really understand that. Because like I said in the beginning of the video, it's your decision. You're free to make your own decision, and that's your life and your prerogative. But I have to tell you, and I have to urge you, with a heart of compassion, and as someone who's battled with porn addiction for more than 15 years and has beaten it, it doesn't work to wean off porn. It doesn't work to just masturbate with porn. It's a losing game. And it's a belief that you have that I need to experience sexual satisfaction in order to live. And if you really firmly believe that, I want you to challenge that. And I want you to try to identify that maybe this is my brain's way of self-sabotaging me to believe that I need sexual satisfaction, you know, ejaculation basically, in order to live my life. You don't. And I have personally had the experience of believing that I needed porn in my life, and I needed it because it was sexual release, and I needed that. And I've also had the experience of bringing the porn habit into my marriage and going through that, and then beating it together with my wife, and on top of that having very difficult sexual tension in my relationship with my wife, to the point that we weren't intimate or sexually intimate for a long time. And did I go back to porn? No, I didn't. because I knew that I didn't need sexual release. It's not a need that I need in my life, but it's a decision that you can make. You can decide today that you don't need porn in your life, and you can decide to quit. And this might be the last video by me that you ever need to watch. Hopefully not, maybe, I don't know. Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.